my daughter.
Just give me a thumbs up. We're good. Okay, let's call today's meeting to order. This is the January 13th, 2020 Historic Preservation Commission meeting. Can I please have roll called?
Chair Dan Huff.
Present.
Vice Chair Dan Beal.
Present.
Timothy Bowen. You might be calling in.
Okay.
Stephen Hannestad.
Here.
Michael Wilson.
Here.
Gail London.
Here.
Eric Tomei.
Here.
Okay, thank you. We will move on to the call to audience. I know that there's several blue cards that have been completed. I'll just read this admonition. The call to audience at this time, any member of the public is allowed to address the commission on any issue not listed on today's agenda. Pursuant to the Arizona Open Meeting Law, individual commission members may ask town staff to review the matter, ask if the matter be placed on a future agenda, or respond to criticism made by speakers. However, the commission may not discuss or take legal action on matters raised during call to audience. In order to speak during call to audience, please specify what you wish to discuss when completing the blue speaker card. So first is Mr. Loomis. This topic is Mr. Loomis. I think you have two of them. So this one, and you can just address them in either order. Thank you. So just so the public is aware, this is on item reconsideration rules and use of funds for fire and security. Go ahead, please. I'm just reading your blue card. Okay, so you wish to address four when to four. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, good evening. I'm Paul Lomas, and I'm a resident and citizen of Orwell. I have concerns about the town's procedures and your rules and guidelines with respect to when an item can be brought back to the commission or council after a decision has been made. I know community and economic development has time frames associated with rezonings and development plans when an item can be brought back for approval after a decision has been made. The council and commissions have rules for reconsideration of a decision. Robert's rules say a reconsideration may be moved only by one who voted aye if the motion involved was adopted, or no if the motion was lost. HBC rules were a little bit different from Robert's rules and the town council rules. I could not find an approved revised copy of the HBC rules or meeting guidelines that had been discussed in 2016, nor a record of council approval of any amended rules and guidelines later than Resolution R0866, which was the original HBC rules and guidelines, meeting guidelines, approval by the council. Section 2-10-F.8 of those old rules provide for reconsideration of a commission action. And the quote below is, reconsideration of a commission action may be initiated by a commissioner based on information not available to the commission at the time the matter was initially decided. Such a motion shall be filed with the secretary and then placed on the agenda for the next meeting of the commission. If there is no second to the reconsideration motion, the motion fails. If there is a second and an affirmative vote of those commissioners present and voting, the commission shall continue the reconsideration of the original matter to a specific date that's consistent with the requirements for adequate public notice of the hearing. The rationale for continuing the reconsideration was to allow notice to the public. The Section 3 of those old rules requires any amendments to be approved by the town council. I couldn't find any record of council action in my search. Were your rules followed for item 4 on your agenda? I will continue to try and find council's policy, which I've done, and Tobin has looked at the policy, and it's very similar to the policy that was approved in 08. Additionally, I have a couple of questions for you all, but one additional thing is that where your rules and guidelines didn't specify, it defaulted to the council rules. And my understanding is that the council has changed that so that their rules apply to all the boards and commissions. And the rules for reconsideration are very similar to the ones that I spoke to, except that they follow Robert's rules with respect to anybody who may ask for a reconsideration. So additionally, on the other side of it, is there a report of the damage and the cost of corrective actions from the storm on November 29th or the burglary of the push house? Finally, an additional item, can you add an item for a future agenda to investigate using murals or curtains and or actual dummies and displays visible through the windows of the various buildings on Steam Pump Ranch that are not accessible to the public? Many people visiting the ranch spend lots of their time looking through the windows and of the closed buildings. What they see today is dirt, debris, stored equipment, and damaged interiors. Murals at the windows would screen the stored materials and enhance the visitor experience. This could be an interesting project for students, summer camps, or artists. Please think about it. It's not my idea. It was suggested by Joe DiGennario, who is one of our society members. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you. Okay, Miss Monrad, yours, you also filled out two. This one looks like it's a general call to audience. If you want to come forward now and address that, you also filled out another one about item number 4. It's up to you.
I yielded my time to
call. Okay, thank you. Okay, so we will move on. Council Member Solomon, do you have any liaison comments you wish to share today?
Just the fact that there will be a presentation to council regarding Steam Pump Ranch at the next council meeting on January 22nd.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's move on to informational items. Number 1, current information about historic preservation commissioners. That's a big difference.
No, I don't want to give a report about them. I've been out, and so we didn't have educational information attached. Again, my apologies. So I don't have these at your table. They are here if you'd like to pick them up. But what I did was I had a wonderful, and I have enough in case somebody else is interested in them. I had a wonderful newsletter sent to me called a day trip through the Santa Cruz River Valley, which we are part of. And it's basically a history of Tucson and the region. And it goes into the period of time that we're all very interested in, which is the Steam Pump Ranch period. It doesn't talk about Steam Pump Ranch, it talks about other things happening in the region. But I thought it was fun, and we can use it for our camp if nobody is interested in the newsletter. So I did get that for folks if they're interested. And then in addition, because the department report also isn't showing up again, information for the commissioners does fit under the department report, and so that this is where I'm going to include that information. We have received an insurance estimate, and so monies will be sent. I don't remember if they were sent in already, but money will be sent for all the damages that occurred at Team Pump Ranch during the microburst. The items have been itemized by the insurance agency from the microburst or the mini tornado that touched down. And it not only damaged the ranch, but the surrounding properties, again, if you traveled around the area. In-house has already worked to repair some of those damages, and agencies will be hired to complete all repairs that we are unable to take care of in-house. An estimate for the damages that occurred during the break-in came in during my absence from Mario Durazo, from the Durazo company that usually does our restoration and has always done the work there at the cookhouse. And I got an email. I was able to send those on the insurance agent because we want those repairs handled by them because of the nature of the cookhouse. And so that figure was turned into the insurance agency. They reached back out to me and said, "Was there any of the other damages? Everything else, all the other things that those the break-in." All the other damages on the property, like they kicked in a door that chicken coops has already been repaired and was a minimal cost. I told them no, just the chicken or just the push house repairs, and so they'll be doing their act and we'll be able to get the Durazo back out there to do those repairs shortly. At the time that we received those bids, in other words, when we had Durazo out looking at the damage of the push house, I also requested that he look at that dust line that's at the roof there in the push house, because they did do the restoration work that was recently done there, the crack repairs and such, and they were supposed to seal that up. So when they come back out and do that other work, they'll reseal that. So, and that is dust. That's what that is. That's the Adobe breakdown coming in there. Additional lighting is going up along the Ramada and the roadway there as people enter the property for our nighttime lights to make it safer. And then the straw maze at the ranch was recently replaced, and the Eagle Scout project, and that was to reduce the mold straw that was, you know, probably a health hazard for all those kids playing in there. The straw was inadvertently placed in the front of the ranch, and we have been able to make the request of the park staff to remove that, so we should be seeing that moved shortly. The planning process is underway for this year's Celebrate Oro Valley, so if anybody has any suggestions or ideas or things that they would like to see take place at that, please let me know. Our next historic trip will be to the Arizona State Museum, and that's this Saturday, January 18th. We'll be leaving the community center at 9:30. If that is something that you would like to do, please sign up soon because we do cancel the band if we don't have enough registrations in advance. Or if it fills, we need to know that as well. And then Arbor Day, April 25th, 2020, we will see a continuation of the master plan's planting plan as we plant heritage fruit trees in the orchard area behind the Proctor Lieber House. And also, just a note to the commissioners, we need to be sure to add the nominations for chair and vice chair to our future agenda items. So when it's your turn to do that, please don't forget. And February is when the essays are due to be turned in from the children, the educational essays, the historic essays. And so we're going to keep that on the agenda or on our radar as well and make sure that's agendized.
Thank you, Lynn-Ann. We will move on to a report from the Oro Valley Historical Society President, Ms. Roxy.
Thank you.
Okay.
Jim Flick raffle ended and none of our purchasers got the card. I was hoping for it. And we are going to have a fundraiser in March at the Oral Valley Country Club. We're going to have Karen. She's the lady who runs an antique business here. She's been on Roadshow on PBS. She does an excellent job. She's going to come in. She's going to appraise all the foods that we bring in that night. And it will be a dinner. We'd love to have you all come if you so choose. And you go through the event line to make the reservation and buy the dinner. That's it for me. Any questions? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Roxy. Next, we have Commissioner Munden with her report as the HPC liaison to the Historical Society.
Roxy covered most of it, but there is an item about the SBR condition report from 2014. It would be beneficial to know what projects have been accomplished, how accurate the costs were, what still needs to be tackled, and the timeline. And then what Paul said, a report of the damage and the cost of actions from the storm, which Leland covered. And the murals or curtains, which I have volunteered to kind of do, if you wanted to do them with some children, to put in the windows of the bunk houses to start.
Okay. Yeah, just to let you know your comment on the 2014 assessment report, you need to hold that for future agenda items because we can't act on it as part of this.
Okay. Report. So we put that on a future agenda item. All right, then I have nothing pretty much.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Munden. Next, we'll move to the regular agenda, which is a welcome to our newest commissioner, who is an old commissioner, Eric Tomei.
Turning 50 this year.
That makes you old. Yeah. I just want to start by saying a few comments. When I started on the commission, Eric, or Mr. Commissioner Tomei, was a commissioner, and then he became the chair of the commission. I think he's a fantastic and welcomed addition to this commission. And Eric, if you want to say a few things.
I appreciate your kind words, and I'm not the formal type, but I know we're supposed to be. You can call me Eric anytime. I'm glad to be back on. I heard that while I was gone, we've got a council in place that has shown significantly more interest in Steam Pump Ranch and Oro Valley history. And so that's one of the things that motivated me to come back was the fact that I think we have a council that's receptive to what's going on out there. So I look forward to being back on.
Well, welcome back. Number two, agenda item number two, review and approval of the December 2nd regular session meeting minutes. Are there any additions, modifications, revisions that anybody wanted to bring forward?
I move that we accept the minutes
from
the December meeting.
I will second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
I abstain for obvious reasons.
You got that. Okay. So they are approved. Item number three, review and approval of the 2019 annual report.
Here it is. Maritza Valenzuela is responsible for putting this together mostly. I asked her to do a little bit, and she went way beyond. So it has months, and it's set up all for the future for us. So it'll be much easier next year. And do I need to discuss anything in it?
Yeah, it would help if people knew what they were voting on.
So it is up to be approved on the agenda now, but I will say if commissioners want to take time to go through that and make sure it meets your respective approval, we can certainly table that for the next meeting.
Sure.
We can scan it, send it out for, and then they can see it, and we can approve it next.
Okay.
Okay.
Is everybody okay with that? Okay.
Good idea. So we move it.
Pass it down.
So it's tabled?
So it's tabled until next time.
We don't have to motion that.
Do we need a formal motion on that?
Yes.
Okay, so I move to table the approval of the annual report until our next meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Actually, I'll say aye, I guess.
Okay.
Since it's being tabled.
That works. So item number four, discussion and possible action to approve the staff recommended prioritization of the fiscal year 1920 Steam Pump Ranch capital improvements with additional information. Lynann, did you want me to start with you?
I am actually going to turn it over.
Yeah, I should probably turn it over to me based on the points that have been raised.
Okay.
Okay. So basically, there is additional information, which means it isn't exactly the same one. But if this is a reconsideration, it has to be done by a member who voted on the prevailing side. So I had to pull the minutes right before the meeting because he handed it to me. And so I'm going to go through you one at a time and ask if you want to reconsider it at this time. Okay? And it's just the names I've called. So, Mr. Huff, do you want to reconsider it this time?
Well, based on your definition, I think I was the lone dissent on that, so I don't know that I have the ability.
Actually, it says 5-0 carried.
Does it say 5?
Yeah.
5-0?
Correct.
No? That's have I got the wrong one?
I reviewed the tape, and it was very clear that the chairman was voting in the negative.
Okay. I'm just going by the official minutes, so all I can say is 5-0 carried.
My recollection is that I dissented, so I'll not respond to that.
Okay, so I won't ask you. Mr. Beal, do you want to reconsider?
Yes.
Okay.
We have somebody that was on the prevailing side that wants to reconsider.
Can I clarify what I just said yes to?
Yes, you may.
I'm slightly confused.
Yes.
So it's re-entering his request for a reconsideration versus if I said no.
If you say no, you stick with what happened back in September 9th.
I correct, for the record, what I said. I was slightly didn't understand it. I say no.
Okay, so you want to stick with what was on September 9th. Okay. Commissioner Wilson.
No reconsideration.
Okay. Mr. Hannestad.
Absolutely no.
Okay. Ms. Munden.
No.
All right. We don't have somebody that's on the prevailing side, so we can't consider it.
Okay. I was going to say, that said, does Mr. Loomis still want to address agenda item 4?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And I'm sorry that I do, but I think that it's important to reiterate my concerns associated with where we are today and that the money has not been spent yet. And so what I do have is
I'll get one. I was advised that you had presented one.
What I did do was I went through your rules and regarding reconsiderations, and your rules talking about new information and the new information that was presented in the staff report. And what I'd like to do is talk about some of the new information that has occurred since September. And that new information is, first, the Bush House was burglarized around November 5th. I don't know the cost of the damage suffered by the town, the broken window and the damaged doors. Lynanne may give you those costs, you may not. The cost to the Historical Society was a damaged cabinet, and the replacement cabinet cost $524.84. Our insurance deductible, naturally, is $500. So, rather than file a claim, we paid the additional $524.84, which was recommended by our insurance agent as well. So, we're still waiting for the doors and the windows to be repaired by the town. Second, what's been happening to the at Steam Pump Ranch is the attendance and the enthusiasm of the visitors in the last 4 months has been great. Roxy has reported the number of visitors counted in the house. The society is changing the exhibits monthly now, and we are beginning to have repeat visitors excited about the new exhibits. Just imagine, and I'm quoting from your report about additional programming, and I put in parentheses, I'm adding, and educational opportunities that will continue to highlight Steam Pump Ranch if we are able to borrow additional materials from other societies and museums. I've been manning our booth at the farmers market for the last 4 months and directing people to visit the house when it's been open for tours. The majority have said I saw it 3 years ago, 4 years ago. I don't need to see it again, but when I tell them that we have new exhibits out there and that the exhibits are changing, they get excited and they go out and visit, as you see by the increase in the numbers that Roxy has reported. And whether it's the German Christmas that we did in November and December, the homesteading that we did in October, the letters home that we're doing in February, people are turning around and walking out to the Bush House and taking the tour. back. And for the people that missed Roxy's lecture on Saturday, when I told them they'll be able to hear it again on the fourth Saturday, that she's going to go out and give it again, they said they'll be back. Third, the budget process for fiscal year 2021 has already begun. Will the report for the authority be completed in time to support this project and add to the budget? I wouldn't speculate if the barbecue would be completed by the end of fiscal year 2021, which was talked about in the staff report. Fourth, I have some questions about the staff report. One, there's no guarantee from year to year whether the current council or previous ones, including ones that I was part of, have continued to move CIP money planned for Steamboat Ranch to the out years. So there's no promise that any money is going to come in the budget next year. We need to work hard to get the money appropriated and into the budget and approved by the council. The roof of the barbecue was repaired and replaced using funds from last year. Is the increased weather damage covered by the town's insurance, or is it carryover from only fixing the cause and not the resulting damage from the roof leaks? The weather damage caused by the wind and rainstorm on Black Friday was waiting for insurance adjustments and is still awaiting repair. I don't believe that there was any new damage to Carlos's house caused by that rainstorm or mini tornado. Will the roof repair and the past exterior repairs and grading around Carlos's house make its interior damage and deterioration any different from the internal damage and deterioration that we're seeing in all the other buildings? Well, I couldn't find the 2013 CompuSold estimate of $175,100 to do the work on the barbecue. Their original estimate in the 2008 master plan was $158,700 5 years earlier than 2013. The estimate today, 7 years after 2013, who knows what it's going to be? Just doing a simple proportional growth calculation using the same rate of growth that we had between 08 and 13 equals the new cost of $198,060. I understand labor and materials are much more expensive than 2008 or 2013. The safety issue of the hydrant relocation hasn't changed since the original restoration of the push house, and when it deferred the fire protection because of insufficient funds. Moving by adding an additional hydrant, the existing hydrant puts other buildings at higher risk unless there are other hydrants in Steamboat Village, near the stable, the tack building, or the market Ramada. While this is proposed, it doesn't say when it will be accomplished or whether it is part of the future parks CIP or the future public works CIP. While the staff report says savings may be realized if the fire suppression system is bundled with the hydrant, it does not say that those costs are included in the future CIP request. Savings could also be realized by stubbing out the fire suppression system at the push house or the water reservoir, depending on the design of the fire suppression that's used. Interior damage is significant in all buildings on the ranch. The garage roof beams need support, as was identified by the Proster Frost report. The Proctor Lieber house roof continues to leak and needs repair. The bunk houses require repairs, and even the push house needs caulking around the biotic stuff. this may be a result of having put the AC up in the attic when the building was originally restored. Finally, I'm not convinced that the updated information is sufficient to justify either a reconsideration of the previous decision, nor is its justification asked for a new recommendation from the commission within 4 months and three meetings of the last time the question was asked. There's additional arguments on describing the staff's three elements that they called updated information. Basically, again, there's no promise that the money that's proposed to be budgeted for a future fire, for relocating the fire hydrant, is going to be adequate or identified, or it's going to go into the CIP. The increased weather damage to the barbecue, is that caused by the old roof, or is it new problems? My understanding is that the roof was repaired and the park and Carlos's house was not damaged by the storm. And then finally, when a project is started and the work project is a report, the town's record is not good at funding that project the following year. Most past performance indicates at least a year's lag between the report and the plans and funding the actual project. The police substation task took nearly 20 years after the initial evidence storage report was given to the council. Again, I wanted to ask you to reject the staff's recommendation to reprioritize, and I think you've done that by identifying, by agreeing that it's a reconsideration, and I thank you for that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Loomis. Ms. Monrad, I assume you yielded, but I want to make sure. Okay, thank you. Okay, we will move on to future agenda items. The one that I will have added is the nomination of a chair and vice chair. As Ms. Dellerman pointed out, we're due for that. Commissioner Munden.
Here are some results from a search.
Commissioner Munden, I assume you want the agenda item of a status update on the projects at Steam Pump based on the 2014 assessment. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Also, do we need to put the window treatments on the agenda?
If you want to talk about them.
Anybody can put anything on the agenda.
Okay. Also, I lost it. I'll get back to it.
Chair Huff, on the previous future agenda item, I would ask that we expand that and look at the master plan as well as the condition assessment report and determine what has been done with regards to the master plan from 2008 as well as that condition assessment report, and now and then as a commission prioritize the preservation and stabilization efforts at Steam Pump Ranch.
Okay.
Can we have an update on the request for information about the request, request for information for outside corporate investment that we talked about?
Yes.
And we got a new employee at the town?
I don't know the status of that, but we can put it on the agenda. It seems to be confusion. It's stemming, I think, from Mr. Adams.
Yes.
And at least having an interest in the private sector, having an investment interest at Steam Pump Ranch. I think there's a recollection that this commission had directed the staff to look into that. And Commissioner Munden wants a status update.
Thank you. Exactly.
Any other additional items? Okay. So I then move to adjourn this meeting.
I second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, it's adjourned. Thank you guys very much.